Hey there, welcome to a very special episode of Takeaway with Sam Okus, a podcast from Nation's Restaurant News. My name is Sam Okus. I am the editor-in-chief of Nation's Restaurant News, and I'm coming to you with this special episode from our Create the Future of Food Service event that happened in Denver this week. If you can't tell already, my voice is completely shot from 2.5 days of incredible conversations with food service professionals that we had in person. It felt so good to be in person as an industry again. We came together for 2.5 days of sessions, primarily based around one-on-one intimate conversations with food service executives who had expertise to share, lessons to share from what they had experienced in the past 18 months at their restaurant companies that they could share with the rest of our audience of restaurant professionals about the future of food service, about what it looks like, what we can take with us from those lessons into the future. That includes the executive who is, I had a conversation with that I'm sharing right here. That is Joe Guth. He is the category president of restaurant brands for Focus. Joe was previously the president of McAllister's, which is one of Focus's brands, before he got that promotion recently. And Joe has this incredible experience around digital innovation. He was doing this at McAllister's, and now he's applying it to Moe's and Schlotzky's as well, trying to rethink how digital tools can help expand consumer touch points and service channels for these brands. That includes an omni-channel approach to service, how to innovate around takeout, curbside, delivery, even using technology for the dine-in experience and tableside ordering. Joe had an incredible session, an Ask the Experts session that we hosted at Create in Denver, a packed room who came to learn about what Focus is doing with its digital strategy. Joe has incredible thoughts. And ahead of that session, I sat down with him to talk about all of that for a quick little preview. So that is the conversation we are sharing with you right here. Again, I am thrilled to come back from Denver and report to you that the food service industry is energized and ready to go. They are ready to get out, to learn, and to step on the accelerator again and create the future of food service was an excellent starting point for just that. Go to nrn.com for the rest of our Create-related content. You can also go subscribe to our other podcast, Extra Serving, where we're sharing conversations over there as well from folks that we connected with in Denver. And you know what? Just shoot me an email, sam.okus@informa.com. If you want any more feedback, tips, strategies that we learned, or if you have any questions about this content, happy to connect with you. In the meantime, I'm going to roll now into this conversation with Focus Brands Category President of Restaurant Brands, Joe Guth. Joe, you are getting ready to go to a session and Ask the Expert session here at Create to talk about digital trends and how specifically you have been rolling out incredible digital technology, first at McAllister's when you were the brand president there, and now broadly for Focus Brands. Tell me about that strategy, because I know it started before the pandemic, before it was, you know, quote unquote, required to do that. When you started the strategy of adding more digital tools and a more digital strategy, what did that initially look like?
So, as a lot of things with the pandemic, at least as it related to McAllister's, there was a pretty heavy emphasis on it before we went in. So in some ways, it's fortunate timing in terms of we had launched a new platform, including a new loyalty program, 4 weeks before COVID.
Yeah.
And so that put us in a good position to then leverage that platform and accelerate digital innovation. Different brands are in different places as it relates to the digital journey, and that leaves us with our opportunity. So we are moving to a uniform digital platform, uniform loyalty structures across the portfolio as we speak.
So at McAllister's, I know this, you know, we use this word omni-channel a lot now. That was a really omni-channel approach at McAllister's, and you guys went, you like doubled your service channels basically. Talk about how that really came to fruition at McAllister's.
Yeah, it used to be on-premise and to go.
Yep.
Now we have 8 different channels. So delivery was obviously there and growing before the pandemic. But then first-party delivery, which we would refer to as dispatch, came on board. Then we had curbside, which was extremely nascent, but we stood up very quickly within 4 weeks of the pandemic on 400 restaurants and very quickly made a very meaningful sales layer for us, if you will. And then on top of all that, we launched Tableside. And again, that was a service mode that we were looking at to ease the lines at peak periods, similar to what you would see with the Starbucks order ahead.
Yeah.
Effect. But we already had that in the hopper. We knew what we were going to do, and we pulled it forward. So, you know, for McAlister's, it was really an acceleration and an amplification of a strategy. And quickly, we started to stand that and have stood that up and enhanced curbside, rolled that out to Moe's, and have now really started to expand that to the whole portfolio.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about, I mean, I know McAlister's especially, I think you've told me that, wasn't it 40% dine-in before the pandemic or something like that?
It was 55% dine-in.
Okay, even more, yeah.
Today, it is 35% dine-in.
Okay.
But we've been running double digits over 19. So yeah. On an adjusted basis, yes, it's a dramatic shift. And even more specifically, when I started with McAlister's about 3 years ago, digital was about 10% of sales. Now it's 40%.
Wow.
And so, yes, we went from an on-premise concept in an off-premise world to quickly adapting. And you know, we have come through COVID very well. We opened, I think, a net 20 restaurants in 2020 there. Mm. Pipeline looks really good. Yeah, when you come through it, you come through it stronger. Even with Schlotzky's, we've definitely seen a turn in trajectory of the business.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a majority of their units do have drive-thrus. They've done an awesome job narrowing the menu and tightening it up, putting in combos, enhancing the core, and focusing on speed of service to their drive-thru. And they've seen great results.
Yeah.
And then for Moe's, we've done some things on digital. We've really started to roll out more second lines to service strictly off premise, and that's accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more opportunity there on the digital side as we bring the whole portfolio onto a common platform.
Because I think about, you know, as we talk about the digital revolution, there's been a lot of implications for the physical footprint. And, you know, I think a lot of people, especially in the pandemic, have started to back off dine in a little bit. But I know McAlister's especially, but I think Moe's to some degree too. A lot of the character of the restaurants is experienced in the restaurants. So how do you balance that? How do you keep that identity, the brand identity in the restaurant while still leveraging these digital tools?
So unquestionably, we are evolving the format, the core format of the brands. As I mentioned, Schlotzky's already had drive-thrus primarily, and they're moving to a smaller footprint. We're even opening a restaurant without a dining room at all, with two drive-thrus and a pickup window. And I know we're not the first to do that, but that's the first for Schlotzky's.
Yeah.
in a very tight footprint. The unit level economics look fantastic. McAlister's, we had already started to shrink the footprint pre-pandemic, but now we've pushed that even farther.
Mm.
You know, going where we used to be 4,000 plus square feet, we're now at 2,700 and pushing even farther. Moe's, again, there is a dining component to your point. We're not losing that. But we're coming more efficient, and more of the business is off-premise. So Moe's, we now have, call it, 5-plus drive-thrus that are 1,600 square feet and doing much better volumes than what we would normally see out of that. And so it's exciting. I think the brands and the brand leaders have done an awesome job pivoting into that. But to your point, we're not abandoning that, but we are right-sizing it.
Yeah. Of course, the big topic everybody's talking about now is labor. So I'm really interested in what your labor situation is in regards to this digital technology, because, you know, for some, people see technology as, well, we can replace our labor with technology, or you can make their jobs more efficient, easier to do. But I'm just curious for you, as you develop these digital tools for the brands, how is it helping you to hire, recruit, retain your staff?
It's a great question, Sam. I don't know if we've really used that as much from a recruiting standpoint as of yet. What I would tell you, as the brand becomes more digital forward and more appealing, that is going to appeal to a younger demographic. People want to work at places that they actually visit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I can't measure that for you, but I think that is a secondary benefit. But back to labor itself, we haven't done a look back on it, but clearly we have less people in all of our restaurants.
Yeah.
And yet we're delivering higher volumes, by and large,
mm-hmm.
Than we did pre-pandemic. And so clearly there's been a forced productivity there. I believe digital really has played a role. Mm. And specifically, you remove the order taking. So things like tableside or things like shifting to off-premise generally require less labor in terms of front of house, because you're not doing the order taking. You're not having to service people in a different way or explain the menu. They're already, it's injecting. There's order accuracy improves mm-hmm. when you go through digital. And so all those things really play into that. And so it is interesting to try to take a look back on it, but there's a belief, not just with corporate, but also with our franchisees, that does help labor. I can't put a number on it right now, but inevitably there's a belief that it does, and we keep pushing it.
When I think about Moe's and walking into Moe's and getting that welcome to Moe's, and I think about McAllister's, is very much like a, you know, down home hospitality kind of brand. You can't replace that, right? These are not things you can replace with technology. So I assume that's not in the cards for you to try to find places, because, you know, AI is getting to a point now where you could set up these order stations at McAllister's and let the customer do the whole thing without ever getting a touch point.
Well, so that's a great point, Sam, and I think it's finding out those core service elements that you need to maintain and hold on to, such as a welcome to Moe's, such as tableside delivery at McAllister's, but the things that aren't, like placing my order at the register, is not something that's a differentiated piece of the experience. We're even playing with things like self-serve beverage for McAllister's, but still having refills and table service. Mm. So still maintaining that element of hospitality, but looking at how we can optimize the labor model.
Yeah. Joe Guth, the president of the restaurant division for Focus Brands, thanks so much for sitting down. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.